Most Kansans seem to equate Colorado with the Rockies. We pretty much lump eastern Colorado in with western Kansas. Flat, boring, some place to drive through at night on the way to the mountains. A couple of weeks ago, I spent some time on the Comanche National Grassland in extreme southeastern Colorado, a part of that state that probably doesn't even qualify as drive-through country. The Comanche grassland is similar to the Cimarron grassland in southwestern Kansas, only the Comanche grassland is bigger, about 440,000 acres. Both the Comanche and Cimarron grasslands are federal properties, purchased in the 1930s and taken out of row crop production to slow down soil erosion during the Dust Bowl. That's why they're administered by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, though you can hike or camp on them much like national parks. Today, these grasslands are generally pasture ground, mostly short grass prairie, buffalo grass, with scattered clumps of yucca and cholla cactus, antelope, roadrunners, even the occasional black bear. And while you might think of eastern Colorado as flat and featureless, parts of the Comanche grassland are rugged, with steep-walled canyons and lava-covered mesas. In early February, a friend and I spent the day hiking some of those canyons hard by the Oklahoma border. We were mostly there to look at petroglyphs, Native American drawings that were pecked into the rocks covered by desert varnish, the black mineralization that covers some rocks in this arid environment. The petroglyphs were astonishing. Depictions of bighorn sheep, elk with fantastically large antlers. They gave the place a southwestern feel. Even more notably, the petroglyphs were virtually free from modern graffiti. Rock carvings in other places, like here in Kansas, have been defaced or altered over time. These Colorado glyphs are far more pristine, maybe because of the lack of visitation in this remote place. In a day of hiking, we didn't see another person. Even the footprints on the trail looked a little old, like nobody had been there for a while. These places are quiet. The only sounds, birdsong, wind. Along with the petroglyphs, there's other stuff to see out here. Santa Fe trail ruts are visible on the Cimarron grassland. The rock in one tract of the Comanche grassland holds footprints from big Jurassic dinosaurs, one of the largest dinosaur trackways in the world. Well, these places shouldn't be approached lightly. They're remote, spotty cell phone coverage. Help isn't readily available if you get hurt or have car trouble. They're probably best visited in the spring and the fall, or when the weather forecast is favorable in the other times of the year. Still, they hold the allure of the overlooked. Denigrating a place, looking down on it, may say more about us than it does about the place itself. A few years ago, I made a list of places I wanted to visit, kind of a bucket list. But now I think that some of the best places I've been are ones that didn't make that list, like the grasslands. Maybe it's low expectations, but that can make surprises in the landscape that much better, even if there are no mountains.